I really enjoy the process and also getting out a story to people. I feel like being involved in the community and giving a voice to people who don't have one is a very important part of who I am and like being a good person. So yeah.
I think I'm definitely very excited to be able to have that wider audience. I think that also puts more responsibility on me to be able to portray the event in a great light, to do it justice, I think, and to be able to show to the community that this is sort of what's going on here and what's going on there, and to be able to spread awareness about that.
Welcome to a special edition of the Staten Island Advances from the Scene, a podcast bringing you an inside look at the biggest stories on Staten Island with the reporters who cover them. I'm your host, Eric Bascom, and to start this week's show, I'm joined by Community News Manager Cassie Sommer to discuss her role leading the Staten Island Advances High School Journalism Immersion Program, where we help develop the next generation of community journalists. Later, I'll be joined by some of the students participating in this year's program to discuss their experience. Thanks for joining me today, Cassie. It's pretty rare for us to get an editor on the show here, but this is such a great program that you've put together, so I really appreciate you taking the time to come in and chat about it.
Thanks so much, Eric. You know, through the program, we meet with students weekly. We provide lessons from a team of staff photographers and reporters, and the teens gain hands-on experience in multimedia journalism, working on projects of interest to them. So it's really a fun project to work on.
You were, I've been told, a part of a former teen journalism program that we had run here at the Advance. I don't know if that was maybe before I was here or if I might have missed out on that one. But so I was curious if you could tell us a little bit about what that was like and then why you decided to restart it.
Sure, absolutely. So the teen program took place years ago, and we actually had students from all over Staten Island. It was probably at the height of the program. We probably had about 15 students, and they would come into the newsroom weekly, and they would produce content for the newspaper. And it was a really engaging program, and we really enjoyed working with those students. But, you know, things changed, and that program kind of fell by the wayside. And during the pandemic, we decided to bring a form of the program back via partnership with Curtis High School. We saw it as a way to connect with teens who were going through so much loss at the time, and as a way to bring young, diverse voices to the forefront. Once we started publishing their work, we received a number of inquiries from schools and students across Staten Island. So we decided to develop this virtual partnership with Curtis into more of a journalism immersion program in which the students meet in the newsroom, learn from experts in the field, and gain valuable experience.
Yeah, and when we first started running this again, it was just with Curtis, and we were meeting mostly virtually due to the pandemic. Tell me a little bit about the process of expanding it and getting this new program off the ground where you're working with so many different schools across the borough and just sort of what that's been like.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, you know, when we started the program, we realized we wanted to make it intentionally small. So eventually we hope to grow the program to a number of schools across Staten Island. But for right now, we have three schools that are represented. Those are Curtis, Staten Island Academy, and Staten Island Tech. And what we did is Lauren Lavallo, a colleague of mine, we worked together to develop the initiative. And we worked for a number of months outlining the program and the things we wanted to offer. We then sought feedback from Cadence Turner, who leads the journalism program at Curtis High School. And we also talked to some of the teens who were part of the original Curtis partnership to get advice on things like, when should we have our meetings? What are students going to be interested in covering? Again, we knew we wanted to keep it small. So right now we currently have 7 students, and they represent the 3 schools I mentioned.
That's great. Yeah. And, you know, as a former Curtis alum, or I guess just a Curtis alum myself, I'm very happy to see the representation there. I was also part of the journalism program, wrote a couple articles for the Curtis Log. So that was really the first start for me in journalism. And I don't know if the program, the former one, was around at the time or if maybe I hadn't heard of it, but I would have loved the opportunity to do something like this. So I think it's so great that we're now kind of offering that experience. I really didn't get into real newspaper journalism until college, which I think is the case for a lot of people. And even though you do a little bit in high school here and there, it's nice to be able to see it in the real world, learn from professionals and people who can mentor you and kind of teach you about the way that the industry, as you know, and I know, the industry is always changing. So in some ways, the way that the industry is moving is probably more favorable for some of these students than it was for some of the older reporters here at the paper, because they've been kind of born into this internet generation and multimedia journalism and all of that kind of stuff. So I think it's really exciting for them. So what is kind of the ultimate goal for this program? Why did we think that this was so important to kind of get going?
The program's goals are to teach the craft of community journalism to a younger generation of up-and-coming writers and photographers, and to be an outlet for youth voices. We are providing an opportunity for students to explore their passions, think creatively, and see their work published while being exposed to different perspectives. And just to kind of go back to this idea of multimedia journalism, in that original iteration of the teen journalism program, we were all print. I mean, it was a print product. Mm-hmm. So these students were writing for us, and then they would have to wait a full week to see their product and their content published. In our case now, students write for us and they could see the work be posted online the same day or a day later. In addition, we are bringing in the multimedia component. So they're also able to do photography and just more live reporting, which is really fun.
Yeah, and even things like this with the podcast or with video. I mean, when I was meeting some of the students earlier, which we will have on shortly, I was telling them a little bit about, you know, you were my first boss when I got hired here. And I think that one of the main reasons was that I was able to do all of those sorts of different things. I was not only writing articles, but I was taking photos, I was taking video, editing video, posting on social, all of that kind of stuff. So I think that that's so important. And I think that they have a leg up on even some of the senior reporters in that sense. So these are things that they're already doing a lot of in their everyday life, right? And then to be able to apply it in a professional setting, I think is really cool. And then kind of see it out there in the world. And you can post something in the Curtis Log, which is great, but we post it on the Saturday in Advance, we get thousands of views and sometimes even more than that. And so I think that that's a great experience for them to have as well. So you had mentioned wanting to grow this in the future. Can you tell us a little bit about future plans for this? Are we trying to incorporate more schools if people want to maybe participate in next year's or in the future? What does that look like?
Absolutely. So we're going to be starting the outreach for next year's program soon, within the next month or so. And our hope is that next year's program will run the full academic year. So it will start in fall of 2024 and wrap up the following spring. This year's program really launched in January. So we're really only going to have a half of an academic year with the students. So our focus for this year is to really concentrate on the basic writing and photography skills. Mm-hmm. As we grow the program, it'll run a full academic year next year. We're hoping to incorporate more in-depth instruction on things like podcasting, on how we use social media. And then, of course, we're looking to grow the program, but intentionally. You know, it's really important to us that we have some one-on-one time with the students, that they get what they need out of the program. And so if we grow it too fast, we feel like it's really going to lose some of that intentionality. So the idea is we will absolutely want to start to incorporate different schools and a wider range of students, but we're going to do it in kind of small steps. So next year, we'll grow a little bit more, and then we'll build on it for every subsequent year.
I think that that makes perfect sense because, like you said, I think when we had originally did it, I know we're now branding it as Journalism Immersion Program, it was sort of a mentorship program in some ways. And you need to be able to have reporters who can spend the time with these kids and teach them things. And if we have 100 kids in here, there's no way that we can give them all the time that they deserve. And so I think that the slow, intentional growth is a smart way to do it. And I think that it is an incredible program and you've done a great job putting it together. And I really appreciate you coming on to chat with us about it.
Thanks so much, Eric.
Yeah, of course. And next up, we will be speaking with some of these teen journalists. So we have Patricia from Staten Island Academy, Daniela from Staten Island Tech, and Jenny, Harris, and Jesus from Curtis. And so they are here with me in the studio now. We will kind of be going one by one, I suppose, on some of these questions. But I just had the chance to meet them a little while ago. Very excited. And these are all very smart, passionate students who seem to really enjoy what they've done so far. But I will kind of let them speak for themselves on this.
We'll be right back. The Mayor of Maple Avenue is a powerful multi-part podcast about Sean Sinise, a victim of former Penn State football coach Jerry Sandusky, who was arrested 10 years ago for numerous child sexual abuse charges. The podcast series is written and hosted by Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter Sarah Ganim, who takes listeners into the world of addiction rehabilitation, where society can be quick to celebrate the consequences for abusers while not addressing the needs of their victims. Subscribe now to the Mayor of Maple Avenue wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, my name is Genevieve Lopez, or Jenny. I go to Curtis High School. I'm a sophomore, and I am in the Journalism Immersion Program.
Great. And so what made you want to join this program?
Well, I love to write and I love to use my voice in a positive way. Ever since I was little, I've loved to like write, and I feel very comfortable with like public speaking. When I heard about this, I actually write for the Curtis Log. And so Ms. Turner, she told me about this program, and she was basically like, so you're doing this, right? I just really love to write. I love the art of journalism, and I really like to, you know, hone in on my like writing skills.
Great. And so can you tell me a little bit about when you first became interested in journalism and why you wanted to kind of get involved in this way?
Well, I first got involved with like writing when I was like really young, like elementary school. I feel like I've always used writing as a creative outlet. So when I was in fifth grade, I was chosen to do the speech for our graduation. When I was in middle school, I was chosen to do our vision and mission impact statement at my school. I've been to Albany twice, the Capitol building. I've been to Washington, D.C. All of those times I've been like writing and stuff like that. So I really enjoy the process and also getting out a story to people. I feel like being involved in the community and giving a voice to people who don't have one is a very important part of who I am and like being a good person. So yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is a huge part of what we do here. And so I'm curious, what are some of the types of stories that you know, like to focus on or have been working on through this program so far?
Last year, I wrote a story about how the Pride Center was not included in the St. Patrick's Day parade. So I basically went out at the parade and I talked to some people that I saw there. I asked them basically like, what do you feel about this? That was important to me because I felt like when I was talking about it with my friends, people didn't really know the situation or understand it. So I feel like if I have like an outlet to give people a voice and to get a story out there that people might not know of, I feel like drowns out ignorance, I feel, because like if you're informed on a situation, you're more empathetic and outspoken about it.
And I think that that's such an important topic and something that we've covered extensively here at The Advance. And I think it's really encouraging to see young people feeling as passionately about it as some of the other journalists that are working here on that. And so I think that that's an incredible topic. And so I'm curious, you know, you mentioned that you had written a little bit for the Curtis Log before, and obviously those get published in the school newspaper. What does it feel like working on some stories for this program when you know it's going to run on our website and in our newspaper, and there's going to be a lot more eyeballs on it?
Well, I just sent out a article that was about Curtis High School. Some of the kids from the journalism program, we went to Albany and we spoke at Capitol Hill, and we were speaking to senators about the Student Journalist Free Speech Act with New Voices New York. So that was very exciting. And I wrote it for the Curtis Log and also for SI Live. So it's really cool to me to know that I am getting a story out to a larger platform of people. And I feel like I will be like really, really excited when I see it on the Instagram or like on the actual SI Live. My family's like, Jenny, you're on the SI Live. And so, yeah, I'm very excited to see my work published.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very exciting experience. I remember when I started here as an intern, and the first story that I wrote that ended up on the front page, my parents were like, oh my God, look what I found at the deli. And they brought it home.
Oh my God.
And I think they still said, my grandmother who lives out in Pennsylvania still asks me to send her in the mail the articles that I end up with on the front page, where I end up on the front page. So there is really something kind of cool and something kind of special about seeing your name and your byline out there. And so I love that we are able to extend that opportunity to all of you as well. And so last one for you, I'm just curious, and it seems like I might know the answer, but I talked to Cassie earlier about how there's so many different aspects of journalism now. What part of it are you really most excited about? It sounds like storytelling.
I am a writer.
Yeah.
I do like taking pictures, but I'm not as good as Harris. so sometimes I'm like, oh, I hate writing. And then sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I gotta write the story. So that's the part of journalism I really like, because you can kind of control your words and how you're saying things to people in a way that is informative, but also gets to the point and like also shows the severity of a situation, but isn't biased.
So I like writing like that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And so it's funny you said that, you know, I love writing, but I also kind of hate writing.
Yeah.
I think every writer feels that way.
Yes.
But thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming
thank
on.
Thank you.
And good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Patricia Bloch-Sheehan. I'm a sophomore at Staten Island Academy.
So can you tell me a little bit about how you found out about this program, why you wanted to join?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am involved in a ton of different advocacy circles, especially around social justice. And in those circles, there's always this question of who's going to write this op-ed? Who's going to spread awareness about this topic? So definitely, I think journalism is an extremely important skill that all teens know so that we can uplift youth voices, especially where they are not uplifted.
Yeah, I think that that is so important, especially, and it's so encouraging to see the youth so passionate about these types of topics and getting the word out on things because, I mean, without journalism and without things that we put out there, it's just, it's so hard for anyone to really even know what's going on, let alone do anything about it. And so I'm curious where your interest in community journalism first started. When did you first start to realize like, oh, this is something that I could actually get into?
I was very blessed to be able to attend Mark Twain Eyes 239. It's in Coney Island, but they have different talents. And I was selected to be in the creative writing talent. So through that, I was exposed to plenty of different writing styles, not just creative writing, but also journalism. And then a few teachers there empowered me to found our school's newspaper. So we founded the Dolphin Post, it was called, and we were able to grow a pretty nice base. I served as the editor-in-chief, and we were able to get student contributions. We were able to highlight different talents and different student achievements. So that was really valuable to me, a really valuable experience.
That's great. Yeah. And so tell me a little bit about the types of stories that you've been working on since you've joined this program.
Yeah, absolutely. So I currently am writing an article about Chinese Lunar New Year and how that was celebrated at Staten Island Academy. We also, our school just also had its annual gala, and that was Year of the Dragon themed. But Staten Island Academy has a pretty significant international student population from China. And we also teach Mandarin from our world languages department. So it's really beautiful to see the cultural diversity sort of play in there. And this year, we were lucky enough to have one of the families at our school donate a dragon and lion dance performance. So that was really fun. So I got the chance to photograph that. And currently I'm writing about that to sort of amplify that.
That's great. And so you've had things published before, but what is it like now in this program, knowing that your work is going to be published on SI Live, it's going to be in the Staten Island Advance and have a bigger audience than you have in the past?
I think I'm definitely very excited to be able to have that wider audience. I think that also puts more responsibility on me to be able to portray the event in a great light, to do it justice, I think, mm-hmm. and to be able to show to the community that this is sort of what's going on here and what's going on there, and to be able to spread awareness about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that is really the most important part of our job in many ways, and to make sure that people understand whether it's the gravity of a situation or just how great an event was, whatever it is, I want to give as accurate a portrayal as we can to people. And so I'm curious, what are you kind of most excited about in this program? Which aspects of journalism have you really focused in on?
So there's definitely the writing part, which is amazing. But also, I'm very excited to get the opportunity to interview people and also to build my photography skills. I've been interested in photography, but I didn't really have like the resources to get into it that much. But this program was very generous enough to provide us with cameras that we can take to events and that we can use. And that's been really amazing because I've been able to pursue that passion.
Yeah, that's such an important part of what we do here as well. And I oftentimes joke with people when I'm out on assignment and I have my camera on my neck. They're like, oh, are you a photographer? I'm like, no, I'm just a reporter with a camera. I'm still learning. I'm still working on it. But it's such a big part of what we do here as well. And I think it's cool that, like I've said earlier, that we have the opportunity to help you guys out with so many different aspects of things, whether it be the writing or the photography or things like this, where you're speaking into a mic and you know, standing in front of a camera. And so thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
I'm Jesus Guerrero of Curtis High School.
Well, thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate you coming on, and I hope that you're enjoying the program so far. And I was curious how you found out about it and why you wanted to join.
I found it out through Miss Turner from Curtis. Mm-hmm. She headed out a flyer with this program on it, so I just thought this would be a cool thing to check out.
What have you been working on so far since you've joined the program?
I have this idea floating around, but I haven't really worked on anything yet. Interviewing gym owners, mm-hmm. and see how it's like being a gym owner.
Gotcha. Yeah. And I mean, there's so much to journalism that is kind of figuring out the story before you even write the story. And so I've had many experiences like that myself. So can you tell me a little bit about knowing that once you do get going on this and once this article does get written, are you excited to be able to have it published on the website? Does it make you a little nervous? How are you feeling about, you know, so many different people potentially reading your article?
I feel excited and nervous at the same time. Nervous because I'm going to be writing this and so many people are going to see it.
Yeah, I feel the same way. And it's in some ways your writing is a reflection of you, right? And so thankfully you all won't have to deal with this. But if I write something that people don't like about, they email me and yell at me about it. So I don't think that we're including your email addresses on your bylines. So you won't have to worry about that. But that is definitely something. It can be a little nerve-wracking to put yourself out there in that way. And so what are you really most excited to learn about throughout this program?
Meaning gaining some social skills. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not really that social of a person. I'm not really out there or anything. So this is like a kind of a first new thing for me.
That's awesome. And that is something that this will definitely get you better at and something that I've gotten better at as well. Obviously, it's not that I'm uncomfortable talking if I'm in this type of setting or with a friend or something like that. But when I have to go out and interview people on the street, it is like the most anxiety inducing thing ever. Like I'm out there, I'm at the ferry terminal trying to talk to people. They have their AirPods in and I'm like, no one wants to talk to me. No one wants to do this. But you just got to kind of force yourself into it and you just go up, put on a smile and do it. So I think that journalism is definitely a great way to kind of come out of your shell a little bit. And I hope that this helps you with that.
All right.
Thank you.
I am Harris Shaffrey. I am a 10th grader from Curtis High School.
Thanks for joining us today. I really appreciate you coming on. And I'm curious how you're liking the program so far and how you heard about it.
I really like the program, actually. It's really fun for now, or at least has been. I heard about the program actually from Cassie, the person who made it, because mm-hmm. Last year, I joined an e-mentorship program, and I actually had my own article published last year, and it really opened my eyes to what the Staten Island Advance was, and I just really liked what I did, so Cassie told me about the program. I was like, oh, I should probably join it. So I did.
That's great. What did you work on last year?
Last year, I made a Clove Lakes Park photography essay. I think that's what it's called.
That's great. Clove Lakes is one of my favorite. I live right across the street from there. I'm walking in the park all the time. So I don't know. Hopefully I'm not in the background of any of those photos. But you mentioned that you had joined last year, decided to do it again this year. So I'm curious kind of where your interest in journalism started.
Really, it started... I really like photography. Photography has been my thing for like a couple years now. It really started because I'm the younger brother to two older sisters. And of course, I grew up, I was the designated photographer for them.
I feel you. I'm also the younger brother to two older sisters.
Yeah. So of course, none of the photos were really good. I was taking photos on like an iPhone SE for my sister's Instagram account. And of course, it really just opened my eyes to how creative you can really be with these photos and stuff like that. And it really sparked from there. We'd be going out and my sisters would be like, oh, can you take a photo of me like this and this? And of course, if I messed up, they'd yell at me on the car ride home. But then eventually I started to enjoy that pressure. You know what I mean?
That's awesome. I love that as kind of your what got you into this. That is such a cool story. And so could you tell us a little bit about what you're working on this year in the program?
Currently, I'm working on this feature story by my friend. He is a power lifter. And just very recently, he broke a national record at one of his powerlifting meets. And I'm really proud of him. And this is just one of my ways to show my appreciation. He's actually one of the reasons I started working out myself. And I just wanted to show my appreciation to him. And since I'm doing the program, I might as well just try to spread the love.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that too. You've got some great anecdotes here. You had this experience last year as well. But what's it like? What was it like last year? What do you think it'll be like this year when this finally publishes and you get this out on the website and people are from all over Staten Island are looking at your stuff?
I will say it was really weird last year when I saw it because I wasn't fully aware that it was going to be published in the newspaper. I knew it was going to be online, but I didn't know it was going to be in the newspaper. So randomly, in the middle of the summer, people were texting me and it was like, yo, you got a whole page in the newspaper. And I was like, what? And they would send me photos because they got it before I did. So I was just here looking at the photos of my newspaper and I was just in awe. I was shocked. I was like, yo, that's me, because they had my own photo up there too. And then eventually I also got my own copy and I would just read it over and over again. I was just really happy of the work that I could produce.
That's great. And so, I mean, I think at this point, it's pretty clear that what you are most excited about is the photography stuff. So I'm curious how this program has kind of helped you with that at all. Have you been able to talk to anyone on staff who's helped you out? Or has they been helping you with the writing aspect of things? What have you kind of taken away from this so far?
I would like to credit Jason. He helped me a lot with my photography, especially because I do photography for track at my high school. So I take photos for them, especially for my yearbook too. And it just opened my eyes to like how you can really get in anywhere if you have a camera. No one's really going to say anything. So I really just like learned to like harness that confidence. And like it would really help me get into places where I really shouldn't be. But like
we might need to get you a press pass as well, just in case. But yeah, you would be amazed where you could get with the camera. But yeah. Thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. And I hope you are enjoying the program.
Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Daniela Diaz, and I'm a freshman at Staten Island Tech.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you coming on and chatting with us. And so I'm curious, how did you first find out about this program?
Well, I actually heard about it through my mom, and I was really interested because journalism for the last few years has been something that I've been really interested in. And I think that this is a experience that I would really enjoy and benefit from.
Great. Yeah. And I hope that you've been feeling that way since it started. And so I'm curious, you mentioned a few years ago you started this interest in journalism. What kind of kicked that off for you? What really drew you in?
Well, actually, I was watching the show Gilmore Girls, and that was the first time where I really heard of this career path. And it was something that I could do. And I was like, wow, that's really cool. That's what I want to do with my life.
I love that. And that is really cool. And I try to tell people that and they don't always listen to me, but I think it's really cool what we do here. And so since you've kind of gotten into this and gotten interested, what types of stories have you been kind of working on, or what has drawn you to it?
Right now I'm working on a story about ghost stories and the history of historic Richmond Town. Something a lot of people don't realize is how much history Staten Island has. And Richmond Town is a place that I pass almost every day. So I'm excited to learn more about that and then write about it.
Yeah. And I mean, who doesn't love a good ghost story? And to the history of Staten Island, I mean, there is just so much that has gone on here for hundreds and hundreds of years. And I think Cassie will remember one of the first things I had done here when I was an intern was go through our historic pages, which are the archives that we have dating back to like the late 1800s. And just combing through and finding something interesting to put out on the page, because people love that stuff and it's so cool. And there's so much about this borough that people don't know. And so I love that as kind of the focus of like the history of Staten Island and teaching people more about the places where they live and where they grew up. So that is a great topic. And so how do you feel kind of knowing that once you get this done, that this is going to go on the website, it's going to go in the newspaper, and lots of people are probably going to read it?
It's a little scary. It's going to be the first time that I produce something and publish it and it's somewhere permanent. So it's also exciting.
It really is. That's how I would describe it too. Nervous and exciting. And I think kind of the best things in life are always that way. And so what part of journalism or of the program have you really been like the most excited about? Is it the writing? Is it the photographs? Sometimes it's the research and learning on your own. So what has really kind of stood out to you so far?
Well, I've always really liked writing and I'm excited to continue working on my writing, but I'm also very interested in learning how to better photograph and research and learn, like you said.
That's great. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
All right. I want to thank everyone who joined me on this week's podcast and wish the best of luck to all these aspiring young journalists. Thank you for listening to the Staten Island Advances from the Scene. If you like what you've heard, please make sure to rate and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and visit silive.com for the latest on all these stories and more. Thank you for supporting local journalism.